Today, more than ever, Americans need a means to protect their life savings. With a troubled economy and government spending out of control, they've been forced to promote loose money policies, which decreases the value of the dollar and promotes inflation. Birch Gold Group can help you protect your savings by rolling over all or a portion of your IRA or 401k into an IRA backed by physical gold. Take advantage of the best gold prices in years and enjoy the long-term hedge against inflation that gold provides by moving into a gold IRA from Birch Gold Group, the precious metal IRA specialists. Call Birch Gold Group today for a free consultation on how a tax-free rollover to a gold IRA can offer stability, protection, and the peace of mind that your life savings, which you've worked so hard to build, is safe. Call 888-999-1351 and receive Birch Gold's free information kit, which offers the best-kept secrets for safeguarding your savings with gold. Call 888-999-1351. That's 888-999-1351.
This is Business Rockstar.
Hi, I'm Mark Lack, CEO of Shorten the Gap, inspire, inform, and connecting a community of entrepreneurs. This is Business Rockstars. CEO of SpaceX and Tesla, Elon Musk, explains the peaks and valleys of being an entrepreneur.
When you first start a company, there's lots of optimism, and things are great. And then, so happiness at first is high. Then you encounter all sorts of issues. And happiness will steadily decline, and then you'll go through a whole world of hurt. And then eventually, if you succeed, and in most cases you will not succeed, and Tesla almost didn't succeed, came very close to failure. Then if you succeed, then after a long time, you will finally get back to happiness.
As Elon says, there is no direct path to success, but we're here to help you on your journey. Joining me is rockstar insider Eddie Miller, co-founder of GreenRush.com. It's great to have you on the show today.
Thanks a lot.
How do you get more focused on figuring out what does the path to success look like for you? You know, a lot of people come up with a goal and then they reverse engineer how to achieve it. How do you figure out what is a clear path to success?
The clear path to success isn't always evident. So sometimes it kind of has to hit you in the head. In my business, I needed to actually come upon the fact that cannabis wasn't really delivered in an on-demand basis. And then it dawned on me that I have to create it.
So you have a business that I think, personally, the demand is already there.
Yes.
So there's not a lot of sales. But what do you do for marketing? Because I think in your industry, the demand is obviously there and the people just want to buy it. So for you, it's differentiating yourself from all the other options out there. How do you do that?
Well, there's massive pent-up demand, but there's not a lot of education. So there's not a lot of people that know that you can actually get cannabis completely legally from a completely seamless process. And we do that by going out into the world and letting everyone know that there's this great application, there's a platform that they can buy cannabis legally and have thousands of choices of different items that they can buy.
What do you guys do to manage all of the different SKUs that you have from an operations standpoint? I think operations is something that's really important in business, as is sales and marketing. So how do you take care of all the logistics from an operations standpoint?
Well, we're a platform. So we built our technology specifically to allow all the retailers, all the dispensaries and collectives on our platform.
So you guys are only online?
We're only online.
Okay.
To manage their inventories and manage their logistics and, most importantly, manage their marketing flow.
So that's all you guys do, is you just more manage the companies than you actually direct sell?
Well, no. We market. We market our platform. Think of us similar to Uber or E24. Our job is to get users, is to get consumers and people that want to buy cannabis onto the platform. Then the job of the dispensaries is to provide great menus, great products, great deals, and we serve those menus, we show the menus to consumers to buy cannabis.
Do you guys leverage social media?
Of course.
How do you use social media?
Well, there's a lot of obstacles to social media, especially in the cannabis industry. But we've got our ways. Not only that.
What are some of the obstacles, by the way? Because I don't think a lot of people listening might know. What are the restrictions?
Of course. Well,
okay.
You put up an Instagram account, 1 week later, it's gone.
If they see that it's related to cannabis.
If they see that it's in any way related to cannabis.
Okay. So how do you get around that?
Can't advertise on Facebook. Very hard to advertise or buy ads on Google or Twitter. Well, I'll tell you how we get around
it. I'm hearing a lot of this is how we can't do it. So how are you actually succeeding in leveraging it?
But we've been able to do it, and I'll tell you why. We have a campaign called Join Green Rush. And Join Greenrush creates a massive affiliate or ambassador program where people can help promote Greenrush. We give out credits to test our system. We
have our special 420. So you give out free
ganja? Yes, we give out free cannabis.
Okay.
We give out our special 420 deal. The 420 deal is that you get $20 off your first four orders with us, no matter where in California you're ordering.
Okay. So that's how you guys are leveraging it. Is there anything else, or is it just sort of creating, like, you know, champions to support you guys?
That's just one piece of it.
Okay.
We have champions. We have the retailers, the stores themselves, and the delivery services. They're promoting our technology.
Let's go right
as
there,
the best
then.
Interface.
How do you get them to promote you?
A lot of them don't have websites. They don't have technology that they're already using.
But they're
using.
Obviously in the cannabis industry, but they're
Correct.
Just like a brick and mortar retail store.
Think of it like when before Uber, when you had to order a car, you would get on the phone and you would be like, hey, I'm at this address, can you come pick me up? And the guy would be like, I'll be there in 15 minutes, and he'd show up a half an hour later. Now with Uber, you get to see it on your phone and the driver's like on the way and you're like, oh yeah, he really will be here in 7 minutes. The same thing existed in cannabis before greenrush.com. Which was, you called up and you were hoped that your delivery driver would come at some time. With Greenrush, it's all timed. It's all based on logistics. We actually manage the entire process, so the customer knows when the delivery is going to happen, who's going to be delivering, what the product is, how much it's going to cost. The entire process is made easy. And that's why people do things online.
I'm Mark Lack on Business Rockstars. Joining me is Eddie Miller, the co-founder of Greenrush.com. Let's talk about some learning tips. What are some of the things that, regardless of being in the cannabis industry, are still applicable to any entrepreneur or aspiring entrepreneur that you could share?
Well, I think the biggest thing is that if you believe, then you have to try. And a lot of times when you're building a business, everyone's conservative around me, right? And that's the normal way because everyone is risk averse. But the entrepreneurs that really make it, that succeed stratospherically, are the ones that believe in themselves and believe in their vision and then push everyone around them to do the impossible. And I guess that's kind of my job. It's to invent the impossible, say, we're going to have tens of thousands of patients ordering from us next year, and for me to convince my team to do it. It might seem impossible, but if you believe, you can make it happen.
Okay, so I think some people might think that, oh, you know, beliefs, it sounds so easy to do, right? And I believe that psychology plays a massive role in people's success. Let's talk about the other side of the coin, though. Belief, huge, I love it. But what about from a tactical, strategic, action step standpoint? What are some things that somebody can do to succeed?
Okay, in my business, we are super organized. Everything has a tactical approach. And it's not, a lot of times you'll talk to an entrepreneur and he'll tell you how big the market is. There's $10 billion worth of revenue and we're going to get 1% of it. Well, Greenrush doesn't really work that way. We think of our approach as a market by market thing, as a store by store strategy. So when we do it, we line up every store we're going to talk to, every retailer we're going to talk to over the next 3 months. We make those appointments and we hit them up consistently until they say yes.
So persistence is the key there.
Persistence is key to anything, whether it's raising money or selling things or trying to build great technology. You have to keep improving and keep trying.
Something you mentioned was teams and having people supporting you and creating that environment for a great culture. What are one of the ways that you actually do that and get people to surround you and be like, cool, here's your vision. I want to be a part of that and support you in it. How do you tie people into a vision?
Unanimity. So,
what does that word mean for people listening?
Okay,
they go, what?
Unanimous.
I got to pull the dictionary.
Everybody's got to agree, right?
Okay.
So you get your team together, and you'll have the naysayers. You'll have people that aren't like, they don't want to do it. They don't want to do it. It's going to be more work. They're kind of not sure. And what I do, and this is specific to me and my team, is that I make sure that before we leave that meeting, everyone's on board. With as crazy of a vision as it is, everyone has to be on board in order for us to move forward. Because if everyone believes, even if it's the impossible, we make it happen.
So how do you get them? And how do you get them to believe, though, and support you? Incentives, financially, praise. What is it? How do you actually get them to tie into
the vision?
The truth
is, financial is not the biggest thing. People want to be part of something.
I know that. Yeah.
They want to be part of something big and something that succeeds, and they want to take up. It's just like when a basketball team wants to win the championship, like the Cavs just won. Okay, and they believe they didn't win in 50 some odd years or whatever, but they believed. It's the same thing. Everyone wants to be part of something. It's not just a financial incentive. It's setting goals that seem so difficult and so great But yet, if they're properly organized and planned, they can be achieved.
I totally agree with that. Thanks so much for coming out here on our Business Rockstar Insider. I'm Mark Lack on Business Rockstars, connecting a community of entrepreneurs. Join us on Facebook, Twitter, and online at businessrockstars.com. Next on Business Rockstars.
That, to me, the early days, it's like an infant baby. Like, you have to take so much care of it, and having the right team around you is the key to the success. So, and today I tell my team, the company is the people that work for, they are the people that work for the company, or essentially the company itself. And so when you think about the first year of your business, you have to be really, really specific on who you want to bring on, because they build the core. And so everything from there stems out to what it's going to look like when you have 10 people working there, 20 people working there, 30 people working there. The earlier you start caring, the easier it is at scale to have that right culture and have that right passion and really execute with the right team.
NASDAQ Private Market has a set of tools and solutions that really help private companies manage their equity from startup all the way through to an IPO.
Well, there's a lot of companies who say, I want to be private longer. I want to fully develop my business model.
So for success for me at MPM is that an entrepreneur will say, I finally have a choice and I can determine the timing instead of having external forces determine it for me.
We try to bring the benefits of the public markets to private companies. So companies go public for three main reasons: access to capital, access to liquidity, and increasing their brand and visibility amongst both investors as well as customers.
Tango's structured liquidity program is probably one of the most important initiatives that we currently have. The feedback from the employees was phenomenal. On the process side, they really helped us. And we want to do it again and again and again with NASDAQ, who is that much of a success.
National Funding Group has just released $100 million in easy access small business funding to businesses that gross at least $100,000 a year. You can have fast access up to $500,000 in new business capital in as little as 48 hours. Think about the ways you could grow your business if you had up to $500,000 cash infusion. Call a NFG funding expert now. The process is easy. It only takes about 5 minutes. Then our management-owned lending team looks at your application for a fast approval. You can get 100% funded in about 2 days. If you need up to $500,000 in working capital to run your business and you gross at least $100,000 a year, call NFG and apply today. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. That's 800-296-1564.
Hi, I'm Joan London. If you're worried about your parent or loved one living alone, like I was, and you want reliable senior care information, then call A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service.
Finding an apartment that was on the courtyard with the view of the trees, the view of the ducks, the stream, the creek, all of that, that was what I needed.
You'll get free information on assisted living, Alzheimer's care, nursing homes, even important financial information. Here's the number.
To speak with a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-451-2976. That's 800-451-2976.
A Place for Mom is a free service, and you can trust them to help you. So if you're struggling to find reliable senior living information, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
To speak with a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-451-2976. That's 800-451-2976.
Are you ready to leave your corporate job behind and be your own boss? Have you ever dreamed of owning a business? Do you have $50,000 or more sitting around in a 401k? If you answered yes, it's time to invest in yourself by buying or starting a business or franchise. IRS code allows you to use money in a 401k to invest in a business with absolutely no penalties or taxes. At Guidant Financial, we've helped more than 11,000 entrepreneurs invest $3 billion in retirement assets into the small businesses and franchises of their dreams. So if you've got $50,000 or more in a 401k and you're looking for a way to start a business, call Guidant Financial now for free information and to learn more. Operators are standing by for your call. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. That's 800-570-6630.
This is Business Rockstar.
Inspire, inform, and connecting a community of entrepreneurs. This is Business Rockstars. I'm Mark Lack, CEO of Shorten the Gap, here with Farbod Shiraka, founder and CEO of Bloom Nation. How you doing?
Good. Thanks for having me.
Awesome. So we were talking a little bit before the show got started here, and you told me that you're in the floral industry. So why don't you share a little bit more about how you got into the floral space and what you're up to these days?
Yeah. So my career started after graduating from Berkeley during 2004. Everyone wanted to go into corporate finance and investment banking. So I started my career doing mergers and acquisition advisory, which was not very big of my passion. It wasn't something that drove me very much at that time, but it was something that everyone wanted to do, and there was a lot of money in it. And ended up doing that for a few years before discovering all the problems in the floral industry through an aunt I had in Irvine, California, and myself working on a deal that happened to be in the floral space and just discovering all the issues with the industry.
So how does one go from investment banking and graduating from Berkeley into the floral industry?
Yeah, so it's an odd jump, and everybody asks, like, what was your background in flowers? And I tell them, I didn't know anything about flowers, I didn't know anything about e-commerce, I didn't know anything about starting a company. But one thing I did know was that the industry was broken. So for me, leaving investment banking was easy because I realized that I wanted to build value, and I saw how much of the value was being destroyed by these online brokers like 1-800-Flowers and FTD and Teleflora, who essentially take half the money off the top from the customer before the order goes to the local florist. So when my aunt explained how she was losing her shirt on all these orders, I realized that we had to really do something about it. And so I decided to leave a cushy job and go on my own and make no money and start a business that was trying to take down some of these companies that are doing billions of dollars of revenue online.
That's quite the feat to take on. So, Yeah. You know, for a lot of people listening out here, it's tough for them to consider or to contemplate leaving their job and to start their own company. So what was that like for you when you made that shift?
Yeah, I mean, I was, you know, I say young, but at the time I was 27, 28 years old.
That's young.
So, yeah, and I feel a lot older now, even though it's only been like
some people listening that are 50 are like, darn you.
Yeah. So I felt young at the time. Also, I lived with my parents. I had a very, like, comfortable lifestyle where I could take risk, and so I thought to myself, if there's any time to take a jump, I wasn't married, didn't have a house or a mortgage or diapers to pay for or anything like that. So to me, it was the perfect opportunity to try to do something different and shake up my life. And it was just, the hardest part was just the mental decision of saying, okay, I'm going to do it. Ever since then, I haven't looked back, and I haven't even thought of questioning that decision from that moment on.
So were you always somebody who could just make a decision that's life-changing like that to quit a job and move forward, or is that something that you did for the first time for business?
It was my first time. I've been this very structured lifestyle. I went straight from high school to college, college straight to investment banking. I was, like, living that perfect
what most
ladder.
People would think is the dream.
Yeah, the dream. And I realized, you know, I was making a lot of money and all that stuff, but it just wasn't fulfilling. And I can tell you now, I mean, even though my salary is a lot lower than it was in my old career, I feel 10 times more satisfied in my job. So
I think that's the most important thing right there is ultimately how you feel. You're in an area that you're passionate about now. What does the next, you know, 12 to 18 months look like for you?
So right now, Bloom Nation is doing some really interesting things. We've curated a group of amazing floral designers across the country. And so we just continue to get the word out about how we're trying to empower the small business and the artisans that are creating these amazing bouquets and selling them direct to the consumer so they don't have to go through a middleman like 1-800-Flowers or FTD in order to purchase them.
Inspire, inform, and connecting a community of entrepreneurs. This is Business Rockstars. I'm Mark Lack, CEO of Shorten the Gap, here with Farbod Shiraka, founder and CEO of Bloom Nation. We were just sharing a little bit about some of, you know, some of the lessons that you've been learning on your journey. What would you say is one of the most crucial things an entrepreneur needs to know before they quit their job and ultimately go to start their own company?
You need to have a plan, but you need to realize that you're going to throw that plan off the window. So it's an understanding of what you need to do. You have to have some certain understanding of what are the steps it needs to take to get your business where you need to be. So they can be small steps and then have a larger goal. And then ultimately realizing that if you stick to that plan, something will go wrong and you'll ultimately not be able to iterate is a bad idea. So just having the comfortable, being very comfortable with the fact that you will get punched in the face and you have to react to it.
Okay, so when was the time that you got punched in the face, metaphorically speaking,
of course?
Oh, so
many times. I can't even pick one. I think the biggest challenge for us was when we first built the company and decided to do this, realizing that we didn't have, I started this company with two other of my best friends, and so David Danishka and Greg Weistein were now two co-founders. Realize that as much as you have an idea and it can work beautifully, you need an execution plan. And so the first time I think like we got punched in the face when we realized that we didn't have any engineering background to start building the technology. And so luckily my co-founder David Danishka was a professional poker player at the time and he still plays very well. So I ended up going, leveraging his skill set and joining a one-day tournament where he ended up winning $30,000 for us to fund and hire an engineer. So we solved the problem, but it was definitely a punch in the face when we realized, wait a minute, we don't even know where to start to get this company going.
That's pretty incredible that you have a guy who can just, sounds like a movie almost, you go
was,
win money playing gambling.
We just one day signed up for a tournament. It was a few thousand dollars that we all chipped in, $1,000 each.
Well, it paid off.
And it paid off, yeah, it was great.
Wow, so what are some of the tips for people listening right now, just in business in general, that you've learned on your journey? You said you've had your organization for 4 years. Obviously, there's been some ups and some downs, but what have been the biggest takeaways or lessons that you could share with people listening who want to start their own business or have their own business?
Yeah, the first thing is, I think about the early days when I started is that my lack of knowledge of, like I mentioned, e-commerce and floral and all that actually helped me build something really unique because I wasn't framing my mind of, like, what's not possible and what is possible. I think even a lot of people in the floral industry said that Bloom Nation wouldn't work because they knew too much about the industry. So I think opening your mind to like a blank canvas and saying, how would you build something knowing nothing about it, is almost like a unique opportunity to do something really creative and interesting versus having a lot of deep expertise. So if someone feels like they don't necessarily know everything they need to know to build this to build their business, I would say that's almost an asset, not a liability.
Okay, and so, for people listening right now, I think education is one of the most important things, so you're not blindly taking action. What's one of the things that you do to consistently educate yourself to make more, effective, more intelligent decisions for your business?
I think the number one thing, the most critical thing, is using the product or service or getting your hands dirty in what you're trying to solve. There's so many entrepreneurs and CEOs that I see that don't really understand what they're even building or haven't really used their own product enough to understand what are the pain points and what are the things that they're trying to solve. So just sitting there and using it and constantly being in the weeds of what you're trying to solve is the number one thing you can do as a founder is stay with the core of your business.
Great. And so innovation is something that we like to talk about here on the show. How important is innovation in your business, in the floral space? Because I don't know really anything about your space, but it's flowers. It doesn't seem like much can change. So how important is innovation?
I think innovation is really something that you always have to have from day one to even if you become a large company. As soon as you stop innovating, you have competitors come in and they eat your lunch for you. So for us, innovation is, even in the floral industry, which I agree can seem like not a very sexy space, we're creating the ability for florists to understand their business far more than they ever had before. We can, for example, if they're buying too many roses on Tuesday and they don't sell their roses on Tuesday, we help them understand this type of analytics and understanding their business to the point where they can optimize and grow their business without the overhead and cost.
We're here with Farbod Shiraka, founder and CEO of Bloom Nation. Inspire, inform, and connecting a community of entrepreneurs. I'm Mark Lack, CEO of Shorten the Gap, and this is Business Rockstars.
Vegas or planning a trip soon, do something special. Now with Dream Cars Las Vegas, live like a rock star and cruise the strip in style. Dream Cars Las Vegas is number one for exotic and luxury car rentals. Drive an awesome quality exotic like a Rolls-Royce Ghost Bentley convertible, the James Bond Aston Martin Virage, Ferrari California, a McLaren, and more. Exotic luxury has never been so affordable. No one can touch our low rental prices and the best customer service in town. We offer complimentary shuttle, delivery and pickup, and no security deposit charges. Live your dream with Dream Cars Las Vegas. And mention Business Rockstars Radio for a special discount. Call today, 877-759-3732. That's 877-759-3732. Or visit DreamCarsLasVegas.com, 877-759-3732.
Safety. If you know me, you know how seriously I take it. I live, eat, and breathe safety. In fact, safety is my middle name. I went to the DMV and changed it last week. First name, Mr. Middle name, Safety. Last name, exclamation point. When it comes to safety, Grainger's got my back. They've got over 100,000 safety products. Grainger helps keep our facility safe and our people safer. Call clickgrainger.com/safety or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Have you heard about BizTV? BizTV is the home for America's entrepreneurs, small businesses, and those who want to succeed in life. It's the only national television network committed to airing original, high-quality, educational, and inspirational programming about real business people. BizTV can provide the right kind of ideas, motivation, and education to help fuel the next generation of business owners. Visit BizTV.com and call your satellite or cable service provider to request BizTV.
Say hello to John. John dreamed of building a successful business and retiring to an exotic island in the Caribbean. He dreamed about his sales soaring and all the money that would be flowing in. He dreamed of hiring a sales team and expanding his company. Well, sadly, that dream fell apart when his bank turned down his business loan. Now John is not dreaming about going to the Caribbean anymore. He's driving around in an old beat-up pickup truck. If you need money to grow your business to new heights so you can reach your dreams, don't let the bank hold you down. You need to call Merchant Advance Express today. We can help you get qualified for up to $250,000 to grow your business any way you want. Call now to learn more. Call 800-503-3735, 800-503-3735, 800-503-3735. That's 800-503-3735.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing ASAP. We're looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to us. And we'll give you our feedback. And if we like what we read, we will get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. We handle everything. Editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, call Page Publishing now for your free author submission kit. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call.
888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. That's 888-785-0618.
This is Business Rockstar.
Inspire, inform, and connecting a community of entrepreneurs. This is Business Rockstars. I'm Mark Black, CEO of Shorten the Gap, here with Farbod Shiraka, founder and CEO of Bloom Nation. And I'm going to do the 60-second CEO. I want you to say the first thing that comes to your mind. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Let's go. What is your favorite book?
The Hard Thing About Hard Things, written by Ben Horowitz.
Who is your favorite entrepreneur?
Probably Brian, the CEO of Airbnb.
If you could have just one superpower, what would it be?
Probably invisibility.
How do you unplug?
So for me, unplugging is essentially going to the gym, doing a run, just putting on my headphones, listening to some music, and disconnecting.
If you could go anywhere in the world, where would you go?
Anywhere without Wi-Fi or cellular reception.
What keeps you up at night?
Thinking about competitors and, you know, what I need to do to keep on, you know, innovating and keeping the company on its toes.
If you were an animal, what animal would you be?
Probably a lion.
Favorite movie?
I really like anything with Denzel Washington, but I would say Man on Fire.
Describe yourself in one word.
Compassionate. Definitely compassionate.
Awesome. You did it. So we are here with Farbo Chiraka, founder and CEO of Bloom Nation. The question I have for you is, have you always been passionate and interested in the floral industry?
No, I didn't. I wasn't a young kid thinking, like, I want to start a floral company at all. I was definitely, you know, thinking myself as, like, I wanted to climb that corporate ladder and go into finance or some sort of banking, and I did. So I ended up doing exactly what I wanted. It was the moment when I realized that a lot of these companies don't build a lot of value. They just shift the value left and right. And so when I saw the problems that were in the floral industry, and I saw my aunt actually, you know, struggling to build her business on a small scale, and, you know, ultimately telling me that she was having a lot of trouble staying in business, I decided that this is a way for me to add value and build value rather than just, like, moving, you know, money from some one corporation to another. This is a way to start from nothing and build something.
So you mentioned your aunt. Are you actually working with her on helping her business, or do you have a separate business from her, but you kind of still help her out?
She had a flower shop, and she still does, actually, in Irvine, California. And when she told me she was going to have business, that's what inspired me to start Bloom Nation, was saying to myself, it's not fair that the small flower shops are going out of business while these big companies are generating all the revenue. How can I create something that empowers all these artists, like my aunt, to sell directly to consumers and skip the middleman process? So she inspired me to build Bloom Nation.
So is it difficult working with family? I know you're working with your friends as well in your business, but you're also working with your family. How is that?
Yeah, luckily she's been supportive, and I don't have to spend so much time. You know, she's not technically part of the business, but she's been a very big supporter, and ultimately she gave me the information I needed to start Bloom Nation. And thus far, she's been really, really, like, part of the family in terms of, like, everyone at the company knows her, and we really love the fact that she's helped us get this far.
Very cool. Well, you keep referencing that the industry, the floral industry, is broken.
Yeah.
Could you explain for us what that means, the industry's broken?
So what you have is a lot of people, you know, you traditionally hear, like, I want to send flowers online. You'll go to sites like 1-800-Flowers or Teleflora FTD. And a lot of people don't realize that those are just middlemen brokers that are buying your order and selling them to a local florist to fulfill, or they're shipping them in a box. And so what that does is the local florist usually gets half the money that you're spending on that site in order to, you know, provide the flowers, provide the vase, deliver the item, and still try to make a profit. So it's very difficult, and for a consumer, you're overpaying. So that's the biggest problem, is that the consumers don't understand that, and that the $100 they're spending online is essentially $50 going to the florist. And that's what we're trying to solve, is putting in Bloom Nation, putting the florist in front of the customer directly so that they can make that transaction without all that middleman inefficiencies.
I see funding as being a big problem for a lot of startups. How did you ultimately decide to fund your company?
So when I started, I wasn't really thinking about venture capital or anything like that. Like I mentioned, for us, it was about, you know, we had my co-founder David building, you know, being a poker player, ended up getting us $30,000 to start the business, and that got us going a little bit. But as we started getting more traction, venture capitalists became very interested in what we're doing, and we ended up getting introduced to the right people and raised our first round of funding in 2013. From Andreessen Horowitz and Spark Capital, which are very well-known firms. So it was really exciting at that time.
So technology is obviously something that we're surrounded with constantly in our day-to-day lives. How does technology work in your business, and is it actually a threat, or is it more beneficial?
The beautiful thing about what we're doing is we're in an industry that typically didn't have any technology. So when you think of the floral space, you're not thinking of, like, the most advanced tech.
Yeah.
And so we're the first pioneers of saying, hey, let's inject the same strategy that Etsy and Amazon and eBay have had for their industries, or even Uber or Grubhub, and implement that for an industry that hasn't really been touched in 100 years. So FTD started about 100 years ago, and the same process of order gathering and wiring out, what they called wiring because they would telegraph wire the orders, hasn't changed much even with the internet. So for us, tech has definitely been on our side in this industry.
What's been one of the most difficult parts of connecting a community of florists nationwide?
Probably like just the fact that these are all mom and pop small businesses, and you're not getting a lot of tech savvy flower shops, and that's obvious. I mean, it's an older demographic, and they've been used to doing things their way. But now we're starting to see, as you know, to be honest with you, now that Facebook and Instagram and all these other platforms have become very popular and well known, a lot of these old businesses are now accustomed to using online tools like that. So we've kind of made our platform similar, where it almost feels like you're just uploading photos to a social network, but you're really uploading these photos to sell. And so that's helped us a lot. But probably the lack of tech savviness from the industry is probably our biggest hurdle.
Inspire, inform, and connecting a community of entrepreneurs. This is Business Rockstars. I'm Mark Lack, CEO of Shorten the Gap, here with Farbod Shiraka, CEO and founder of Bloom Nation. I want to know, what are one of the biggest things that you've struggled with when ultimately starting your company in the first year? Because I think that's the year that most companies either get traction or they fail.
I think the number one thing is just hiring people that you can trust and that are really passionate about what you're doing. So that, to me, the early days, it's like an infant baby. Like, you have to take so much care of it, and having the right team around you is the key to the success. So, and today I tell my team, the company is the people that work for, they are the people that work for the company, or essentially the company itself. And so when you think about the first year of your business, you have to be really, really specific on who you want to bring on, because they build the core. And so everything from there stems out to what it's going to look like when you have 10 people working there, 20 people working there, 30 people working there. The earlier you start caring, the easier it is at scale to have that right culture and have that right passion and really execute with the right team.
So how do you hire the right people or find the right people, and how do you create that culture in your company?
So hiring the best people is probably the most critical yet the most difficult part of any business. Yeah. And for me, it's about networking. And what you want to do is, when you find one person you really like, you get ask them, like, who are your friends? Who do you respect? Who would you bring onto this team? And then that person, you ask the same thing. And bringing people that are very common and alike, and typically through friendships or coworkers that they've worked with before that they respect, is the best way. You know, going on LinkedIn or going and trying to cold hire people doesn't work as well.
What is one thing that you believe your startup does better than others?
I think we have the most passion. So, and really, you know, you can have the smartest people at your company, but if they don't have the drive and passion, you can't get as far. We started this company, like I said, without any floral experience, e-commerce experience, or we couldn't write a line of code. But now we're disrupting a $30 billion industry with, you know, incumbents like 1-800-Flowers that do $1 billion online. And it's because we just cared more. So if you have a team that cares more like ours, you can do magical things.
How important is passion to you and your team?
I hire strictly on how passionate the person is. Anyone that comes into our office and interviews, I say, look, you're a smart person. The fact that you're sitting in front of me means you're intelligent enough to get this far. What I care about is how much you care about our mission. So the values and the core values of our company and the mission is what defines whether someone should start working for us or not.
And something that I really am curious about for you is, because I see a lot of people struggling with staying motivated and staying passionate or inspired. So what is something that you do for yourself and your team to make sure everybody's inspired and motivated on a daily basis?
You have to disconnect, and you have to do something creative. You have to do something that's differentiates yourself from your everyday work. And so every time I step away, every time even I come to these conversations or interviews, or if I go to an event, or even going out to visit some florists, you just get this whole new recharge of energy and passion and creativity that I encourage all our teammates here at Bloom Nation to do as well.
What are some simple action steps that entrepreneurs or wantrepreneurs can take to do the same thing in their own life or business?
I think what you have to do is, if you're at your day job and you're thinking about starting a business, is really just go and try to take a step, you know, whether it's on the weekend. And a lot of people have, they work all day. It's very hard for them to do it. But if you're trying to really build something valuable and you want to be that entrepreneur, it's not easy. It's not going to be handed to you on a silver platter. You have to work overtime. You have to work nights or work on the weekend. You have to sacrifice something. So my advice is always push yourself to get out of your comfort zone, do something, test something, even if it's a small test. Go do a survey to see if somebody, if a group of people even like the concept that you're trying to build. Just try things. Just play around with stuff and see what you can get from it. Learn and iterate and improve on little tiny steps will be powerful.
I think something a lot of entrepreneurs or wantrepreneurs struggle with is really getting clear on their why or their purpose. What's your why and your purpose, and how can people better find theirs?
Yeah, the why is actually the most important thing. The what is like when I talk about Bloom Nation, the what is, hey, we help, florists sell directly to customers to buy flowers. The why is far more important, not only from hiring the people we want to hire, but even to the florists and the consumers. Why we do this is because we're trying to strengthen the communities that we're helping. So a flower shop does more business, they end up creating more revenue in that neighborhood, in that community. That means they can hire more people. That means that those people have jobs. That means that, the income levels go higher, crime rates go down. There's a macroeconomic effect that happens when you're supporting a local business. And for me, that's very, very interesting. I graduated from Berkeley with an economics degree, so I've always been interested in the macro effects of things. And to think that our company is helping support the backbone of the U.S. economy by helping the small business is my why.
I'm Mark Lack, CEO of Shorten the Gap. We're here with Farbod Shiraka, founder and CEO of Bloom Nation. Inspire, inform, and connecting a community of entrepreneurs. This is Business Rockstars.
You shouldn't have to choose a random lawyer who charges expensive hourly rates when you need legal help. But the legal system is so complicated, what other choice do you have when you need help with your business or want to protect your family? Start with LegalZoom. They make it easy. For more than a decade, they've provided a way for regular people like you and me to confidently navigate the legal system. LegalZoom's not a law firm, and that's how they provide such great value. They don't rely on charging you by the hour. Instead, you'll get transparent pricing and customer reviews so you know exactly what you're getting up front. If you need help with incorporation, LLCs, trademarks, last wills, living trusts, and more, LegalZoom's the smart choice. They've got the right people on hand to answer your questions. And if you need legal advice, their network of independent attorneys can provide the straightforward guidance you need in most states. Don't let legal hurdles become an excuse. Go to LegalZoom.com today to start building your own future the right way. To save even more, enter ROCKSTAR in the referral box at checkout. That's LegalZoom.com.
When someone quits, smile and wave goodbye. This is Oren Claff with Pitch Anything, showing you how to close like the pros. If you're an entrepreneur, we get so busy doing our work that we forget how transient today's workforce is. They get married, they move away, they get another job, or they decide they just want to take a year off to climb Mount Kilimanjaro to find themselves. This isn't the 1400s, and your employees aren't indentured servants. Your employees are free people doing whatever they want, whenever they want. Knowing that people will leave for some reason or any reason, the best entrepreneurs never stop recruiting, even when their team is full. This constant vigilance for top talent happens both internally with the ability to recognize future superstars and externally with outside recruiting. Recruiting is more than just something you do when you need to fill a position. It's a strategy the pros use to stay ahead of the competition. This is Everything Entrepreneur. I'm Oren Claff with Pitch Anything.
This is a national health care alert from the Health Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You could qualify for a pain-relieving knee brace at little or no cost to you. Get free delivery, and all the paperwork is handled by our accredited suppliers at no charge to you. So if you're on Medicare and have knee pain, don't wait. You may qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving knee brace at little or no cost. Friendly agents are standing by 24/7 to help you. We also have other pain-relieving braces, too, for your shoulder, ankle, or back. You may be eligible to get these items and more at little or no out-of-pocket cost. Our friendly representatives are standing by now to help you, so please call now.
Call 855-227-0301. That's 855-227-0301. Again, 855-227-0301. That's 855-227-0301.
Are you worried about losing your home to foreclosure? If you've been threatened with foreclosure or receive legal papers from your bank, you have approximately 30 days to respond. If you do not respond, you could lose your home. You have rights. Act now to protect your rights. You can stay in your home. Many times you can even modify your loan. The bottom line is you can get past this, but you must act right now. If you've been served by your bank and you're worried about losing your home to foreclosure, now is the time to fight back and save your home. Time is limited, so call the professionals at National Foreclosure Defense right now.
800-708-7922. 800-708-7922. 800-708-7922. 800-708-7922. That number again is 800-708-7922.
This is Business Rockstar.
I'm Laurel Mintz, Senior Business Rockstars Correspondent and CEO of Elevate My Brand. This is Business Rockstars, connecting a community of entrepreneurs worldwide daily on radio, TV, and online. I'm here with Jennifer Burson of Generation PR and Generation Academy. Jen, thank you for being with us today.
Thank you so much for having me. I'm excited to be here.
So everyone wants to be in PR. How did you get into this world?
Oh, I have kind of a non-traditional career path. So I actually started out in civil litigation. You and I have that in common.
Yeah.
I'm an attorney also, and I practiced for about 4 years, and it just felt more like a job to me than a career. I know you kind of probably understand that mm-hmm. distinction, and I just felt like there was a more kind of creative path and a path where I could be my own boss. And I started working for a brand on the side, unpaid, promoting
while
a
you were attorney?
Company while I was an attorney.
Okay.
Yeah, and I was kind of doing double duty. And I just loved the work so much. Even though I wasn't making any money doing it, I was kind of promoting a brand unpaid on the side. And I said, if I can do this full time, this would just be the perfect fit for me personality-wise. And I would be excited to go to work every day. And so I started to explore options for how I could make a career out of this. Do I go work for an agency? What does that look like? What resources are available to a person that wants to run a business like this? And I just decided I'm going to start my own company.
How did that brand find you, or did you find the brand?
I found the brand, actually. So it was a fragrance company, and I found them on my bar trip. So after you take the bar, you know, you go to, like, Europe or Asia.
Yes, I did Greece.
Greece, yep. Okay. Yep. I went to Italy and all over Europe. Very lucky to get to do that. Mm-hmm. You kind of go crazy before you start practicing. And while I was there, I discovered a little fragrance company. And when I ran out of it, I searched everywhere to find this company and finally realized that they were based in California, which is where I am. And I loved it so much. And I said, why doesn't this brand have any presence here? Nobody knew about it. The marketing concept of the brand was so beautiful and it merchandised really well. And I just had all these ideas for how I could help this brand get increased sales, and it just came to me with this one particular company. I just had such a connection to it. So I reached out to the owner. I wrote her this, you know, passionate plea, please let me support you in some way. I won't ask for any money, but I will need product. You know, I thought she's going to think I'm a crazy person that just wants some free stuff. Mm-hmm. But she said, I think that'd be a great idea. Let's give it a try. And sent me this huge box of lotions and perfume, and it was like...
And you were happy, happy girl.
Loved it.
So
it was great.
So you fell into being an entrepreneur, or did you kind of have that inside you the whole time?
I think that I had it inside me the whole time. So my dad has his own business, and I just grew up in a household where my parents were always available to me, you know, whether we were doing sports or going to art classes or having family dinners together. And when I was an attorney, I didn't see a lot of my peers or a lot of my role models having a similar family life that I ultimately wanted to have. And so just looking at my father as a model, I knew that I wanted some way where I could be present for my children. And at the time, I didn't have kids. I wasn't even married. But I saw the path and knew that I wanted to create an environment for myself where I could have the kind of balance. I know that word's a little controversial and tricky because you never have perfect balance, but as close to the family and work life setup that I was hoping to achieve.
Connecting a community of entrepreneurs worldwide on the radio, TV, and online, I'm Laurel Mintz, and this is Business Rockstars. I'm here with Jennifer Burson with Generation PR and Generation Academy. Let's talk a little bit about the leap from creating the PR agency and the academy. It's really cool what you're doing. You're productizing basically what you have learned over the years of being in PR, which is so invaluable. Where was that journey? How was that leap made?
Well, I've been running my agency for 11 years, and it's great. It's going, you know, very strong, stronger than ever, I would say, and which is really exciting. And I get asked a lot of the same questions all the time from entrepreneurs. And, you know, at some point, there's just the balance of time spent to be with my family and time spent that's dedicated to my clients. And I love talking with entrepreneurs, but I wanted to find a way where I could talk to more people and support more people. But, you know, one-off conversations, they take a lot of time. And
absolutely.
I was finding that I couldn't have all these, you know, conversations with a lot of people. So I actually started a Facebook group and put it out there just to connect with people. And didn't expect it would take off the way that it did, but it's grown tremendously, and there's entrepreneurs from all over the world. And what's been really exciting is that they're all supporting each other, and it's this really strong community. But I'm learning what entrepreneurs need, so it's all stages of their business, and the support at the beginning, and how to create a marketing plan, and how to implement a PR strategy, how to connect with social influencers,
so important,
how to integrate social media marketing. And so we're providing free live training and just giving as much value as we can to this community. And then I started to realize, you know, I have a lot of expertise and experience to offer. And so the way that I could potentially put it out into the world is to create courses where I can teach people the exact strategies and steps that they need to implement.
And it's so much more scalable. I mean,
yes.
it's good for you because it means that you can teach that to more people.
Yeah.
And it's so necessary. I love what you said about giving, right? You're giving this to your community. You're offering them tips and tools that otherwise they would not have access to. And you're doing what your kind of big picture vision is. I think you're kind of like a unicorn.
I'm global.
Most publicists like hold that information back. They don't want to share that information. Why is that?
I never worked at a PR agency. I just kind of did my own thing.
Maybe
and
that's
I feel
the difference.
Like, yeah, and I feel like people have helped me along the way, and I've had mentors, and I've had people come to me and ask for advice and strategies, and I'm happy to share. I just feel like there's enough work to go around, and I feel like when you create a community of supportive people around you, it only helps you and elevates your own brand.
Thank you for the name drop. I appreciate that.
Tying it all back in there.
Yeah.
And I just, you know, I like to have a collaborative community, and the more you give, the more that comes back to you.
I totally agree with that. It's a complete cycle. I really think it's so smart that you recognize, you know what, I can only give so much being an agency, right? I mean, you had a team and you were working with some really, really big brands. Actually, can you share with us some of those brands? Or are you not allowed to share that on the
no,
air?
No, I think I can. So we work with a lot of baby and kids brands. So mm-hmm. I actually started, my first client was a company called Little Giraffe. A very upscale, luxurious baby blanket and mm-hmm. accessories manufacturer.
Pretty much everyone has one of those.
Yeah,
now.
And yeah. Had a lot of success with some celebrity seating and celebrities using the products and a lot of press. So kind of developed an expertise for my company there. And so we represent Skip Hop, which is a huge international brand. Really excited to be working with that brand and just brands all over the world. I have a Canadian
company,
Lulu Joe Baby.
You are just all over the place. I love it.
Beauty brands
as well. Great.
That's my passion.
So great. Lifestyle and beauty. Connecting a community of entrepreneurs worldwide on radio, TV, and online. I'm Laurel Mintz, and this is Business Rockstars.
Has your life changed? Are you now in a situation where you need health insurance? Here's some simple advice. Call our health insurance hotline right now. This free service will do all the work for you. Shop the health insurance marketplace and find the plan that best meets your health insurance needs. Don't get lost searching for plans on your own. Let a licensed agent help you for free. According to a report on CNN Money, almost half of those eligible for subsidies are paying less than $3 a day for bronze or silver plans. Remember, under Obamacare, most Americans qualify for health insurance. So get ready to let us do all the work for you and find out the best health insurance plan for your needs. Call this number now.
800-659-7975. 800-659-7975. For your free health insurance quote, call now. 800-659-7975. 800-659-7975.
BizTalkRadio.com.